Today's ancient word is, we're in Ephesians for most of this month. So from Ephesians 5, again, this is J.B. Phillips' translation or paraphrase with a little bit of my own editing. Live life, then, with wisdom and a due sense of responsibility, not as people who do not know the meaning and purpose of life, but as those who do. Make the best use of your time despite all the difficulties of these days. Don't be vague, but firmly grasp what you know to be the will of God. Don't let your stimulus from wine, for there is always a danger of excessive drinking. Don't get your stimulus from wine, for there is always a danger of excessive drinking, but let the Spirit stimulate your souls. Express your joy in singing among yourselves, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making music in your hearts for the ears of God. Thank God at all times for everything in the name of Jesus the Christ, and fit in with each other because of your common reverence for Christ. Our song of reflection is Be Thou My Vision. We'll do stanzas 1 and 2. And stand as you're moved.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be Thou my wisdom and Thou my true word, I ever with Thee and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my Redeemer, my love Thou hast won, Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one.
O come, O wisdom from on high, who ordered all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in its ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Don't worry, I'm not rushing Christmas, although it's never too early for Advent. Oh, come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things mightily. There's a rich tradition among many of the world's great religions that celebrates wisdom and her holy work of ordering creation. While Christianity focuses on the Trinity of Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, a case can be made for the inclusion of Sophia Wisdom, which the great psychologist and philosopher Carl Jung believed is the proper archetype of wholeness. Life fulfilled relies on an equal blending of Creator, Christ, Spirit, and wisdom, Sophia, who, by the way, is clearly a feminine aspect of the Godhead, although we might include the Spirit there as well, making it 50-50, seems appropriate. Although in these days of non-binary, who knows? It's all up for discussion. Anyway, Our focus today is not specifically on Sophia Wisdom, but I thought a word to the wise might be in order. In the Hebrew scripture, the book of Proverbs is the one that most particularly speaks of the importance of wisdom. In the 8th chapter, the writer asks, does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. O simple ones, learn prudence. Acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right, for my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There's nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to one who understands and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compete with her. Oh, come, O wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily." And later, wisdom proclaims, "The Holy One gave birth to me at the beginning, before the first acts of creation. I've been from everlasting in the beginning, before the world began. I was there when the Almighty created the heavens and set the horizon just above the ocean, set the clouds in the sky and established the springs of the deep, gave the seas their boundaries and set their limits at the shoreline. When the foundation of the earth was laid out, I was the skilled artisan standing next to the Almighty. I was God's delight day after day, rejoicing at being in God's presence continually, rejoicing in the whole world and delighting in humankind." See, Sophia comes like Christ from before the beginning. Wisdom, holy wisdom. Drawing on this rich Jewish tradition, Patrick Michaels wrote this hymn back in 1989. Who comes from God as word and breath? Holy wisdom. Who holds the keys to life and death? Mighty wisdom. Crafter and creator too, eldest, she makes all things new. Wisdom guides what God would do. Wisest one, radiant one. Welcome, holy wisdom, who lifts her voice for all to hear. Joyful wisdom, who shapes a thought and makes it clear. Truthful wisdom, teacher, drawing out our best, magnifies what we invest, names our truth, directs our quest. Wisest one, radiant one, welcome, holy wisdom. Whom should we seek with all our heart? Loving wisdom. Who once revealed will not depart. Faithful wisdom. Partner, counselor, comforter. Love has found none lovelier. Life is gladness lived with her. Wisest one. Radiant one. Welcome, holy wisdom. A couple of weeks ago, we focused on the wonder and the spontaneity of childhood that Jesus teaches is essential to living fully in God's beloved community. Now, this thing about wisdom and ordering may seem like a contradiction, but I suggest that it's not really. Because today we take that spontaneity in order to both contrast and link it to the blessed ordering of life that holy wisdom helped to center in creation. It's a balance of spontaneity and ordering. It takes it all. Teach us the wonders of childlike curiosity and play, O God. And at the same time, let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace. Today, we continue to explore this little letter to the church at Ephesus. Here we find a rich reflection on the love of God in and through Jesus Christ. As we noted last week, the letter begins in poetic beauty. It progresses to this ethical challenge to walk in wisdom and build up God's beloved community. In the beginning, the writer prays that God may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, and goes on to pray that God grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. When we hear this writer urge the church to be rooted and grounded in love, we are reminded of Christ's great commandment that we are to love God with our whole being and our neighbor as ourselves. Friends, this is not just mushy, sentimental love. It's love born of deep, deep wisdom. It must be cultivated as a daily discipline. It's love that looks at life with eyes and hearts wide open. Love that sees reality as clearly as it sees God's vision for God's people. It's love that demands justice and practices compassion. In Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, the message, the writer says, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth, and to tell it in love, like Christ in everything. You see, walking in wisdom is not the easy way. It's a way that's both challenging, both demanding and rewarding. So let me say a word about words. In her ethical guidelines, the letter writer is concerned with our speech. And isn't this a hot button issue in the times in which we live? Speech. Some Catholics call it the custody of the tongue. How do we speak? As people who are rooted and grounded in love and who are urged to walk in wisdom, how will we speak to one another, to our neighbors, to strangers? What will we say to the people we meet on the trail? Will we have the grace to extend pleasantries? To power? To the whole created order? What will we say? We're encouraged to speak truth in love. And I always want to make sure we understand when we hear that verse, it's truth and love. Love and truth, each equal, neither excluding the other, always balanced. Watch the way you walk, paraphrases Peterson. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouths. Uh-oh. Say only what helps. Each word a gift. Imagine that. Each word that comes out of our mouths, a gift. There's a wise challenge for us in that. Say only what helps. What if we took that as our assignment for this week? To say only what helps. Each word a gift. Gary's been encouraging me to give you things that you might actually do. Well, there's one. What might you do this week to say only what helps? Each word that comes from your mouth, a gift. Native American author Paula Gunn Allen puts it this way. Tribal people, she says, say that words are sacred. We don't mean that you're supposed to kneel down and worship them. We mean that you should, in your being, recognize that when you speak, your utterance has consequences, inwardly and outwardly, and that you are accountable for those consequences. You can't just say anything that comes to your head and then get distressed if another person acts on it. A wise word about January 6th? She goes on. Now, that other person may have misunderstood you, which means that they have a responsibility to find out exactly what you mean before they act. But the principle, she says, is still there. Without linguistic honor, there can be no community. What does that mean for a community church? Without linguistic honor, there can be no community. There can be no ethic. There can be no love. There can be no creative vision. There can be no peace. There can be no relationship. Well, there's wisdom for us. Could we practice walking in this way of wisdom, carefully guarding our speech and making it meaningful in the way of Christ, in the way Christ might? Okay, well, let's even be more practical. Let's take a moment to practice. Turn to someone near you and offer them a very brief gift of words that might help them walk this way of wisdom today and in the days ahead. Friends, as seekers of wisdom today and in the days ahead, seekers for wisdom and truth, or as committed Christians, wherever you find yourselves today, express your joy in singing among yourselves, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making music in your hearts, the music of words well spoken, the music of wisdom, the music of play. Making music in your hearts for the ears of God and for the wise and wonderful blessing of all creation. Amen.